A final question for you, Brian. You've been helping to build an organizational culture of innovation in many different organizations in your career. Do you have any pieces of advice for our listeners about strengthening a culture of innovation and experimentation and learning?
Yeah, I think one thing that people have to realize is that regardless of the size of the organization, it's not something that happens overnight. I mean, culture change to the status quo. These are all incredibly difficult and lengthy efforts, right? The strategy that I've sort of subconsciously followed for a while and now very consciously follow is to really target the group that I consider to be the quote-unquote early adopters, right? These are the people that sort of fundamentally get it from all levels in an organization, whether it's the top to, you know, the most new junior employee. Because there are always going to be people on the far end of the adoption curve, right? The laggards who are going to take a while to embrace change, to appreciate that there might be a different or better way of doing something. And that's fine. You can't change human nature, especially quickly. So what I found is that if you target the early adopters and really focus on, especially early on, focus on their problems, their issues, helping them be successful, what that success does is translate into interest farther down the adoption curve. And so suddenly you'll start to get people approaching you who might be, you know, sort of the early follower bucket, right? Who say, you know, I saw what you did there. That was really interesting. I've got this idea. How can I do that? And then eventually you sort of keep progressing your way down that curve. Now, here at HHS, we're still real early in the process. We've definitely focused on the early adopters to a certain extent, gotten some great successes there. And we're actually starting to see this migration back down the adoption curve now. I've been presenting what we do at nearly every operating division. And the response I get is actually very interesting because it changes depending on the people in the room. And you can actually tell when you're talking who the folks are that are in that part of the adoption curve and who aren't just by who's nodding their heads mm-hmm. and, you know, who's taking notes and who's asking questions. And it's been really interesting to help us figure out who to pick out from this crowd in terms of developing a community. And so it's been fascinating, but that's generally speaking the strategy that I would take.